You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
משמאל לאסף, אלוהים, באו גויים בנחלתך, תמאו את היכל רודשך. יש הסיכים משמאל, דבי משן יתירון חצות. What משמאל is it? חזק וברוך. משמאל 79, משמאל עין תת. It says, משמאל לאסף. What is משמאל means?
Sing.
Sing. Is it happy or is not happy? Happy. So now when he's mentioning that the goyim, the non-Jews, they came and they made your hechal impure. So should it be qina le'asaf? Qina means no hesarai, or mizmor le'asaf?
No,
sad. So Hakam says mizmor.
Because the aftermath is going to be good.
Afterwards is going to be good. But at the time that they came in, so we don't look at whatever happened at that moment. Is that true? Is that what you're trying to say? So here we see that as we learn in Parshat Perudei, Ele Perudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdut, that the Beit HaMikdash became the Mashkon, the Vadi'e, the collateral. So Hashem took it away. Hashem took it away instead of beautiful. So instead of Chas v'Shalom, destroying Yam Yisrael, so Hashem took
his own house,
the Mashkon, that is the collateral, he took it away. So that means when Beit HaMikdash was missing, was it good or not?
Yes.
Was it good? Why was it good?
Because
if it was not, sorry?
We were still breathing.
Yes, no, but Chas v'Shalom, Hashem would not take one of the reasons that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go to Israel. So if Hashem would not take the Beit HaMikdash away or destroy it, then Chas v'Shalom, what would happen to Israel? Chas v'Shalom, Sonei Israel, would not be around. So now here we learn a very important lesson. And that is, what we learn? Let me tell you a story before. Beautiful. Chazak Baruch. Happened to be a very, very poor person. He bought a ticket for, what do you call it? They win a car. Car raffle, is that what it's called? Yeah?
Raffle.
Yeah, raffle for the car. So he comes home, he tells his family, I just bought a ticket, I have a feeling, I'm going to win. See, the kids, they got excited. So start, arguing. He says, I'm going to sit by the window. So no, I'm all there. Why are you going to sit on the window? I'm going to sit on the wall by the window. The other one says, no, I'm going to sit in the front. So we're talking about, you cannot sit in the front. I have to sit next to the Abba. The other one said, I'm going to put my stuff in the trunk. So what do you mean? You cannot have the trunk. I have to put this stuff in the trunk. You start arguing. So Abba, said, what's going on here? Everybody out of the car. What car? What car? Here, it's a very beautiful, delicate point that sometimes you feel, what is it? Something is missing. Something is not around. So that means, what does it mean? No, it means he didn't have it anyway. So here, back to the story, they thought they have a car. What car? They're arguing with the car. But here, sometimes you feel, what happened? How come it's not there? So now here, there's a very, very delicate, crucial test in life. And that is, when you see something's missing, something's not around, something is ghayib. So what does that mean?
It's never yours.
That means you don't need it. You don't need it. What does that mean you don't need it? So that means sometimes Ibn Shalom says, listen to me. It's not going to be any water movement. What does that mean? Chazak Baruch. Beautiful. That means, because Ibn Shalom, and it's so true, So I made. Why? Because Ribbono Shel Olam wants to show you, listen, everything's okay. Everything's okay. There's nothing to panic. Everything is fine. Buy. Like, let's say you lose something or something is not around. It just wants to tell you, you don't need it. You're okay. You're okay. But it's just a big test. Say, yeah. What's going to happen now? How's it going to be? What am I going to do? But here, first of all, it was not there. I mean, it was not there. But here, sometimes, we go through very, very delicate tests. And that is, Hashem Baruch wants to tell us, you can do it. And you can do it. And you go back, and you think, you say, yeah, it was fine. But here, the test becomes harder and harder sometimes. See, what am I going to do now? As soon as you have such an impression of the circumstances, you lost it. But if you stay chazak, say, okay, fine. So that means I'm okay without it. Here is an unbelievable thing. Study chapter, Mizmor 79, it's an unbelievable Mizmor. Mizmor la'asaf, Elohim, ba'u goyim nachalotecha, timon rochecha. What Mizmor? Mizmor? Rina, you have to start crying. So no. You have to be happy. Why? Because Hashem took it away. It's not there. You look at there, it's flat. What happened? The fire doesn't come down. There's no korbanot. But Hashem took it away. Why? Because now you're safe. But if Hashem would not take it away, that applies to every circumstance in life. Something that is gone, is missing, that means you're lucky. You have mazal. That's such a mazal. And here, that's what it is. The kids say, I sit by the window. I sit by the window. What window? What trunk? What trunk? See? And the Abba believes the kid. He said, God is God. Baba saying, there's nothing there. you. That's how it is. That through life, you know, I have it. It's mine. You know, it's with me. He comes. No, there's no such a thing. The only one that gives you backup and support, only Ribbono Shel Olam. That means you cannot rely on nobody. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't. Because then you become disappointed. You become, lots of not good things comes to your head. Why? Because you expect from people. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. That you only have to rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. He manages things. He takes care of things. He makes things going. And he makes it happen. And that's what the Mizmor is all about. Hashem Yizakenu, Shebezad Hashem Yizkeh, Bebinyano Beit HaMikdash, Bekarov.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.